for my wife. I love her very much.
And likewise, I'm thankful for my husband and the father that he is to our children and the papa he is to our grandbabies. It is a blessing to have somebody that is a good example, a strong man. Let's God guide and lead him in all that he does. I'd like to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. We're so thankful for everybody that's here, as well as those that are listening online. And, you know, I'd like to reiterate a little bit about what Pastor said, and that is not everybody has their father in their life. Some of us, our fathers have passed on. Some of them we never knew. Some of them weren't really necessarily the father we wanted or needed. But I believe that a father or a dad isn't always who was our biological father, but sometimes the examples and the men that God has put in our lives. And I believe that we can reach out to other people and that we can be a fatherly or a godly example to them, whether we're their father or not. You know, I've heard of many men that have made a difference, and I think of one, my first pastor, that was stepped in and was a good example and a Christ-like father example to my husband, that put some things in him and taught him and taught me. And I'm thankful for him today. He's no longer here with us, but those things that he put in us and in our lives are still in our hearts and forever will be. As I was thinking of Father's Day this year, I was thinking about how children carry their father's name. We carry our father's name as women until we get remarried and we take on our husband's name. But then our children take on their father's name. And names are very important in the Bible. We are known in the Bible, and even today, we are known by our last name. There's many Marys, there's many Beths, there's many Cindys, there's many Austins, but when you put the last name on it, we are carrying our father's name, and that's part of who makes us what we are. Oftentimes in the Bible, people were also known by their father's type of work or trade, the things that they did. Jesus was known as Joseph's son, and Joseph was a carpenter. It's repeated many times in the Bible, those things, the names, the trade, the craftsmanship. And Joseph built things, and he made things of fine craftsmanship. To do this kind of work required him to use special tools, to pay attention to detail, to have knowledge and skills that not everybody possessed. Not everybody could do the things that Joseph did. He was known by his quality of work. And I believe that as Jesus was a little boy, he was taught some things about building and craftsmanship. And I'm a visual person, so my mind can just imagine Jesus sitting at his father's feet, watching him, learning, gleaning. And I can almost hear Joseph tell Jesus, "Now remember, son, measure twice and cut once," or "a stitch in time saves nine," or "maybe if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right." These are things that my dad's told me. These are things that I've heard my husband tell our children. These are things that wisdom can teach us from somebody older than us, somebody wiser than us, especially a father, somebody that we trust. And I can picture Jesus sitting at his father's feet, watching him, asking questions, wanting to know what this tool was, what that tool was, wanting to try his hand at building something. And many fathers teach their children the trade that they are in. Often children take on that same trade or skill as their dad. Many businesses or trades are handed down to their children. And children learn by example, by watching others more than just reading out of a textbook. It's important to go to school. It's important to learn. But I believe that we learn more by watching, by somebody showing us how to do it, than to just read it or to just hear something. That is why I believe it is so important for fathers to teach their children, Ephesians 4 and 11 tells us that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And I know this is referring to the church, so to speak, but I also believe that fathers are, called to be teachers to their children, not by what they say, but by their actions, how they act, how they treat others, how they handle situations and problems, to pay attention to the detail and to follow the instructions that are set before them. Children will learn more by this example, especially if it's somebody that they look up to and trust. And I believe every father should be a teacher to their children. One of the most important things that I believe a father can teach their children is, first and foremost, how to love God with all their heart, to serve God, to submit to God and other authorities in their lives, how to trust God when they have a need in their life, how to be a servant, and how to love others. These are the things that Jesus taught us by example. Jesus, our Father, taught us these things not by words in the Bible, even though they are in the Bible, but by his action, by his example. He was a servant to all. He treated others with kindness, with love. He gave, he blessed. He wasn't looking for something for himself or recognition or a handout. He was looking, how can I serve others? How can I help others? Jesus taught us these things, and I believe that as fathers, we should also teach our children. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, it tells us that the head of every man is Christ. So if this is what Christ, our Father, the head of every man, expects us and teaches us, likewise, fathers should also teach their children these things. Do you see your children praying and seeking God, God's will, when they have a decision to make, to trust him? Do you know what the answer is, or when you don't know what the answer is, to submit to God's will instead of our own will, to put God and others first? Be careful, because our children are watching us, and they're going to learn by what they see us do. Proverbs 22 and 6 tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I believe if a child is taught these things by our example, they will continue to do them, and they will teach their children. Being a father is a huge responsibility, and the weight of fatherhood can be overwhelming at times. We look to dads to provide for us, to protect us, to be strong when we're not strong, to give us direction and guidance, to love us, to teach us from wrong and right. That's an awesome responsibility, and I hate to say, some fathers fall short of that, but just because they fell short of it in the past doesn't mean that they can't look to their example, their father, and make a change in their life and start teaching their children. If we think about how our children carry on our name, like I originally talked about, or carry on our trade or a family legacy, we can see how important it is for us to teach our children in the way that they should go. It's a vital, it's important. It's going to make a difference for eternity. I would like to challenge each and every father today, here and listening online, to take a look at their own lives and see what kind of example are you being to your children and to others around you. What are you teaching your children? Not by words, but by action. I know my dad used to say, do as I say and not as I do. Well, unfortunately, we tend to do what we see, not by what we hear. These things that you're doing, do your actions line up with the example that Jesus left for us, that our Father left for us? Our children need you, fathers, and they want you to be what they need. A father is a hero to their children. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, my dad is my hero, my dad is my superstar, my dad is who I look to, and he's going to protect me, and he's going to help me, he's going to do all those things, because our dad, we look at him and we think, as a child, they're invincible. Well, they're not invincible, but they do carry a mighty big responsibility, and I believe that we should be an example to our children, the same example that Jesus is to us. And I'd like to also say to children, whether we're grown children, adult children, or young children, be thankful for your father that God has given you and learn from them. Some we may have to take the good and throw out the bad, but hang on to what we have because God hand chose your dad just for you. And I also believe that we can change any generational curses by following the example of Jesus. If our father wasn't the example, the hero, the role model that we needed in our lives, you can look at Jesus's example, who's a father. The Bible says he's our father, our mother, our sister, our brother. He's everything that we need. So look to his example and let him guide you and lead you as you teach your children and others. And be thankful for, if you can't be thankful for your earthly father, your biological father, be thankful for your heavenly father. I just want to say God bless each and every father this day. As the father of this church, we would like to give Pastor this card and a token of our appreciation for the example that he is, not just to his family.